Well, howdy doody there, guys. This is Torah Talks and So Can Drew.
Yeah.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Bitch? Okay.
That threw me off. I was like, is he gonna say it now or is he like, okay.
To be fair, I stole that from a video called Unforgotten Realms, which is pretty funny. But yeah.
What's that?
It's a Flash animation. Remember those that old school internet when it was dominated by Flash animations? Kind of the beginning of YouTube, but more toward Newgrounds. Newgrounds is big.
Yeah, sure.
Well, yes. It's that, and they make fun of Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah. I'll Google it.
Yeah, there's a scene in there where, like, they're playing, and he's just like, wait, wait. Wait. So, where's the treasure? I stole it. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Well, speaking of Dungeons and Dragons, sorta.
I actually didn't even do that on purpose, so.
You're killing it with the segues.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but not the stupid ones you write.
Exactly. We were gonna talk about if we were the rulers of Westeros right now, how would we be ruling? What would we decide to do right now?
Which I'm very excited about.
Yes, and me personally, because of course, like, I'm taking account, like, my personality, everything, and what my personality would be like in this world. I don't think...
Oh, I think before you go into it, I think we should state the rules, or, like, what we've said.
Yeah.
So, you don't know any knowledge that the characters, wherever your character starts out, I feel like that's the knowledge that you have.
And obviously it's King's Landing because you're the ruler.
Yeah, so you're in King's Landing. You only know what people in King's Landing know. So, you know, that's the breadth of your knowledge. Also, too, I think we're agreeing that whoever is dead for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everything, it's literally... everything that's happened until now in your plot there. All this stuff already happened, so. Yeah. And me personally, I know I would probably not believe in any of the gods there. So, and the reason I say that, like, the reason I bring that up is because I feel like I wouldn't initially take the White Walker threat seriously. Like, obviously, if I saw it, I would make preparations. Like, then I would believe it. But I'm just saying, like... just knowing me, I would probably be there and been like those superstitious bastard northerners and their fucking White Walker bullshit. Just like me now where I'm like stupid Bigfoot, you know, I would think of it like that. But
Stannis.
Yeah, for the most part. And yeah, so basically I would quell that religious fanatic uprising. I would be very brutal to them because they're obviously screwing things up pretty badly. I would put down their entire rebellion like that. I would use all the force in King's Landing to destroy them. As long as you're not being violent. Like, I don't want to sit there and be like, nobody can practice their religion. I'm just saying, like, the violent stuff that they do is pretty bad. Like, the shaming and the confess the holding people against their will thing, I would obviously crack down on. And I would hold the leader responsible for all those and probably put him to death because he's one of those shitheads that puts a smile on his face the whole time, but he does all these horrible things. I don't remember his name. You know who I'm talking about, right?
The High Sparrow.
Yes, the High Sparrow. That's what it was, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a reader of the books, so I'm not always the best at remembering names. So my bad about that. But yeah, I would do that.
I got you. I read the book. I got your back.
Yeah, exactly. And then when I was eventually convinced of the White Walkers, because obviously that would happen, I would basically try to band everybody together, and I'd say, listen, other nations, you know, like I would probably try to contact, if possible.
So what house would you be from? If you're the ruler, or are you just independent? You're an independent contractor who has usurped the throne, so to speak. Or are you from a house?
If I had to pick, that would probably be a good question, too, in addition to it. What house would you pick to be? I would like to be a Lannister just because then I'd be for real taken seriously, you know, the things I say would be backed up, even if they're poor. Like, not everybody knows that at this point.
Yeah. Everybody's but still the thing about it, though, is as a Lannister right now, you will be in a very precarious position because people... Tywin was the main power behind the Lannister name, you know?
Yeah.
And now that he's gone, people really don't take the Lannister serious. That's why they're able to kind of pull the stunts they're able to pull in King's Landing, the Faith Militant, and, you know, because they don't take them seriously anymore. They know they're not a threat.
It's hard to pick one then, because, I mean, the Tyrells aren't necessarily the biggest name either. I mean... They're not necessarily ashamed as much as the Lannisters. The Lannisters are kind of seen as money-grubbing, but nobody really fears the Tyrells. It wouldn't work if I was a Stark, because then they would still think I'm treasonous, because everybody... They think they're like, what backing does he have? Nobody backs House Stark anymore. That's been quelled. It's Bolton now. I mean, I guess Bolton would probably work, but he's kind of unknown. Nobody... necessarily completely knows what Bolton is. I mean, I'm sure they would have been like, oh, he's king. Oh, yeah, Bolton is the new Warden of the North. I mean, but, you know, there's no backing. There's no fear. There's no reputation behind their name.
Exactly. For me, I would say I would also, it's funny.
And a Targaryen, if I was a Targaryen, I'd probably be overthrown.
Actually, I was going to say Lannister. First of all, if I was in King's Landing, I would either be a Lannister or a Targaryen. And the reason why I would be a Lannister is because then I would have power now and I could maybe fix some of the things.
Yeah. I feel like to be a Targaryen, you would have to basically, like give a speech and say, everything my ancestor did was absolutely horrible and that's never going to happen again and I'm going to have to restore the name. But then you'd always have that over your head. You'd always have that gun to your head of like, is he proving his ancestors right or not? Is he going to do it again? Is he lying to us? You know, I feel like you just instantly would be distrust if you're a Targaryen.
The Targaryens, though, they've relatively been able to keep, besides like, you know, the rebellions they've had to quell over the years. But generally, if Aerys wasn't crazy, the Targaryens really weren't having that people weren't that bad off under the rule of the Targaryens, you know, before Aerys went crazy. So I think there's enough people alive to remember that.
That was the last one that was king. That was his name.
Yes.
Aemon was the first one, right? That's why Aemon gets brought up. Right?
You're thinking of Aegon the Conqueror. Aegon the Conqueror was the first Targaryen.
Okay.
And Aerys was Daenerys and... Viserys's father.
Okay.
He was the crazy one that Jaime had to kill.
Okay, Aerys was. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, if I was a Lannister, Cersei, I'd get rid of that chick because she is just gonna cause nothing but trouble. Like, but then too, I'd have to get rid of Jaime because he's gonna try to defend her. So, I just have to get rid of both of them. Even though I wouldn't want to get rid of Jaime because I need him to hook up with Brienne. I'm just invested in that.
I guess if you were the head of the Lannister house,
I'd be Cersei and I'd be crazy. I don't know. That's really hard to pick a house.
I would pick Lannister because it just has the.
I would pick Lannister too because I would just want to be a Lannister because I just feel like I would fit in because they're kind of clever and, you know, they're smart and they're witty. But I mean, but the only thing about the Lannisters, though, they're kind of arrogant and their pride can get in a lot of the way and they don't know how to shut up.
Yeah.
And that's usually what gets them in trouble. I mean, that's what got Jaime's hand cut off and that's what got Tyrion and, you know, in his trial screwed him over because they just don't know when to shut up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But what I would do is
fix Westeros. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to act like that.
No, it doesn't. Because, I mean, there are some Lannisters who don't really act like that. Yeah. But, I mean...
I kind of like... Just, the uncle hasn't been shown a lot, but he seems to be one of the more sensible ones.
Kevin, yeah, he's like Tywin without all of the brute-ishness. You know, because Tywin would get shit done. Like, Tywin would kill your whole family down to the last baby if it meant, you know, getting it done. Like, I don't think this dude's willing to go that far. But he seems very level-headed, and in the books, he's very level-headed. And actually, in the books, he really starts to, like, undo a lot of the damage that Cersei has done with the Tyrells, because, you know, she really damages that relationship, because, you know, she throw Marjorie in the black cells or whatever. You know, the Tyrells are not going to have this. It's because it's funny how, like you said, nobody really fears the Tyrells, but they really should, because the Tyrells technically are the richest family in Westeros.
Yeah.
Also, the Tyrells have the most land in Westeros. Yeah. Also, the Tyrells have the most, like, you know, like food and crops and all that thing. Yeah. They're very wealthy in that region. And they're also the most populated area of Westeros. So if it comes to, like, fielding an army, nobody's going to have a bigger army than the Tyrells. Sam's father, like House Tarly, where Sam comes from, they're all military, like, warrior soldiers. Mm-hmm. That's why they kicked Sam's ass out, because they're like, you're a coward and, you know, you're not getting with the program. Mm-hmm. Just for the simple fact that they don't really have the numbers to go against them.
Yeah.
And they need the Tyrells, which is dumb, because winter is coming. Because the Tyrells wanted to, they could take their ball and go home and stay in the reach and let everybody starve.
I think also something to consider if you're going to be part of House Lannister is you'll have some reliable allies, like you said. You have the uncle. You have a man on the inside. You could say, listen, Tyrion, what Tywin did to you was fucked up. We appreciate you now. If you want to be there, that's cool. But how about you be our emissary to Daenerys? You know what I mean?
They could have always used Tyrion if they would have just shown him, like, a modicum of respect. I mean, yeah. Jaime did, to his credit, to Jaime's credit.
Yeah.
Jaime is the least douchey of the Lannister children, and this includes the fact that he pushed a child out of the window, okay? So that kind of just goes to show how screwed up the Lannisters are when the nicest one is willing to, you know,
and kill their cousin. Didn't he slip his throat to escape?
Yeah, it's incidentals, man, you know. So yeah, that is true. In the show, they don't make Tyrion as bad as he is in the book, but he's just as Lannister-y as everybody else, if that makes any sense. And I feel like in the show, he still is, though, you know.
Yeah.
He's still a Lannister, so, you know, I just think that it would be interesting to be from House Lannister, but House Targaryen, you really start from the bottom, like.
You have to hope Daenerys likes you, basically.
Yeah,
you don't get Daenerys' blessing, then you're fucked.
Or even if you do, if her dragon doesn't like you and he roasts your ass, you're dead. I think it will also be interesting to be from, like, House Greyjoy or something, even though I hate the Greyjoys. You know, because you're just basically like a pirate. You just have ships and you run around, like, fucking people up.
That would suck, though, because then you'd have to deal with Theon's weird-ass dad, because then he'd be demanding things left and right from you. Like, yeah, I have a kingdom to run. I don't have time to listen to your bullshit.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true. But then Theon's dad is even the worst one. He has these set of uncles that should be showing up around next season, and yeah, they make Theon's dad look like Ned Stark, because they are some real douchebags. Oh, well, you can finish. You talk about what you were reformed. Because you talked a little bit about that you would get rid of the Faith Militant, and then I cut you off. So, what else would you... what would your reform... Don't kill me. What would your reform...
Well, of course, like, once I found out about the White Walkers, I would basically try to set up an army for it. I would get people... I'd be like, all right, you're the crack team of researchers on how to...
But you said you wouldn't believe it.
No, I'm saying once I was given proof, I'd eventually would find out.
Oh, okay.
I would eventually find out, or I'd eventually, because it's a likely scenario, is I'd eventually get enough letters on the wall, enough, like, testimony of saying, this is a thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd obviously hear about the wildlings, and I'd be like, wait, the wildlings have been our enemies, but they're so scared, they're moving with us, I gotta check this out, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like that would get my attention at some point, so then I would be like, okay, this is a thing. And then I would try to set up an alliance with the whole world. Like, I'd try to contact Daenerys and be like, yo, cuz Tyrion, the White Walkers are for real a thing, so you told... I feel like I'm doing Thug Notes right now, but yo, Tyrion, your homie, you really need to talk to Daenerys right now.
Get your ass over here, bro.
We need Daenerys' dragons, cuz it doesn't matter, anybody's kingdom if the White Walkers take over. We need to fight them. I would try to get Dorne involved as well and show. Yeah, but I mean, it's just one of those things. Like, I have to try.
But Dorne hates you. Dorne's not going to do anything for you. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, see, this is a hard thing. I feel like will be a ruler, at least in the climate right now, because, like I said, the Lannisters have just muffed everything up so badly with almost every house. It's going to be hard to get them to cooperate to do anything because, you know, House Targaryen hates them forever. Jaime killed Barry, so, you know, that's not going to be getting solved anytime soon. Also, Tywin ordered the deaths of Elia, Rhaegar's wife, like, their two little children got murdered. So, you know, like, the Martells, the Dorne is not forgive. The Targaryens and Dornish are not forgiving the Lannister. Then Oberyn. So, yeah, they're, you know, it's like, you know, we're feuding for life. Then they just pissed off the Tyrells. Whole elements that you would just really have to deal with.
Oh, like, yeah. I'd say it was easy. It's just I would have to try to get as many people on my side to fight them as possible. Of course, I would try, because of that, like, once I'd find out about that, I would beef up the military. And basically, what I'd probably do is say, listen, doesn't matter who you are, a highborn or a peasant. If you're a peasant, I'm going to give you incentives to be in the army. If you die, your family's still going to get money.
That's awesome.
If you live, we're going to give you some money and some benefits as a veteran, so you don't have to be a poor piece of shit. I would definitely hold the rich more responsible to taking care of their peasants. Obviously, that's after the war. Before the war, I don't have enough time to deal with stuff like that. But after war plans, if we win, reform the whole serfdom economic system to where, you know, they have to actually pay the serfs. And also try to help clean up King's Landing with the poor and the crime and with incentives like that. Stop borrowing money from the goddamn Iron Bank, because those guys are a bunch of crazy mobsters. Try to find legitimate money-making tools. Up taxes or whatever I have to do. Probably up it on the most richest houses in there. I can't think of anything else right now, so you go ahead and take the floor. There'll be plenty of work to do after the...
Oh, yeah.
Assuming that you won. Because then, I guess one of the concerns would be, obviously, if you win, it's not going to be like an easy, like, all right, we're good, back to normal. There are going to be some houses in certain parts that are just going to be decimated. Like, I feel like, you know, during the war, it's going to cause so much damage.
Yeah, it really is.
So many places and so many houses that there would definitely be probably power struggles after that. Certain houses trying to go up further than they were because other houses have been depleted so horribly.
Well, yeah, that's basically what's happening now. They're really going to get more into it in this next coming season. But like I said, since Tywin died, there really is a power vacuum in King's Landing. Actually, it kind of started when Robert died, to be honest. You know, and it's just kind of everyone's in this vacuum for power. And as more and more people are taken out, like, you know, Rob, Stannis, you know, whatever, that gap gets bigger and bigger because then you have all these regions that are, like, uncontrolled.
Also, randomly, you know who would be a good Hand of the King is Sir Davos.
Oh, yeah. Pick your court. Go. Pick
my court.
Like, who would be your master of ships, your master of coin, your Hand of the King?
That's tough. I guess Sir Davos would be a good hand. Tyrion would be a good hand. But that's assuming he probably wants to stay as far away from King's Landing as possible nowadays. Because even if I made peace with him, he probably would have too many shitty memories to want to come back to King's Landing.
Yeah.
And because Cersei would probably try to get him killed. Yeah. so I think Tyrion is definitely not an option for that. But I guess Sir Davos would be a good person as Hand of the King, because he obviously...
I will pick Davos as my Hand of the King, too.
Because, like, the cool thing about him is it's kind of like... I'm starting to get really nerdy here, but it's like in Star Trek Next Generation when Captain Picard is like, I picked my number one because he has the balls to question my authority. You know what I mean? Well, like, I kind of like that. That's what Devos does. He's willing to say, this is dumb. You need to think about this. And he's not scared of the authority to do that.
That's why I would pick him.
He's a good person.
That's what I mean. Even at his own detriment, he was trying to tell Stannis the truth. Like, yeah, I don't care. Like, you're probably going to kill me anyway. But whatever, like, this chick is like, nah. You know, so I like...
Oh, I would kill her.
Yeah.
The moment I would find out she was burning people, I'd be like, yeah, she needs to be burned. How does that feel?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Melisandre's, like, pretty untouchable right now as far as it goes. For me, let's see. My Hand of the King would also be Davos because, like you said, he will tell you the truth even when you don't want to hear it. And I feel like you need that. And I feel like that's the problem with Cersei. She surrounds herself with these people who don't want to tell her the truth and they're just kissing her ass. And they're not, you know, actually giving her counsel and advice like she needs it because they're too scared or they're sucking up or for their own gain, whatever.
Oh. Sorry. Samwell as head maester once he's done with his training.
Yes, I would bring, that's what I was just going to say, I would get rid of Pycelle and send him to the wall, and I put Sam in as he would be my maester, so it would be Grand Maester Samwell. I would pick, for my Master of Ships, I would probably pick the female Greyjoy. I pick her, because she seems like the most sensible Greyjoy ever. And maybe that would keep the Greyjoys kind of in line because they actually have something to do
on the inside.
Yeah.
They are good sailors too, so that wouldn't.
Yeah, and so like that would just make sense to me because she would just be a good master of ships person. My master of coin, I would probably get Lady Olenna or whoever's running the Reach's finances because they're stacked. So whoever's managing their money, I need managing mine. So I get somebody from Highgarden in my bank managing my money. Like my spy master.
I guess it'd have to be Varys if he still survived. I mean, who else has such a network?
I don't trust Varys though. Like I don't trust Varys. I like Varys, but I don't trust him because I don't know what his interests are.
He didn't really fuck over Ned Stark.
Kinda.
How?
Ned was like, you could get me out of here. He's like, yeah, I could, but I ain't.
Also, Ned Stark, let's be honest. He was a nice guy. He's a wonderful person, but he was kind of a fool.
He just didn't know how to play the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he was too married to duty and order and honor.
He didn't know how to play real politics.
Yeah.
He should have just listened to Renly, you know. Yeah.
The problem was he was too used to ruling the North, because all the Northerners loved him and respected him for the most part.
Also, Ned's problem was he never wanted power for himself.
Yeah.
And that is kind of like, sorry, you need somebody that's kind of power hungry to rule. Like,
yeah,
I mean, even Tyrion in his own way wants power. That's why he wants Casterly Rock. So, who would I have to be my Master of Whispers?
I trust Varys, so I'm picking Varys.
I don't trust Varys. If I can't figure out what your endgame is, then you need to be eliminated. I can't have any loose cards. Like, him and Littlefinger would have to go if I was, you know, running things. Like, that'd be an executive order. Littlefinger's playing the game. He's playing the long con. And that's the thing. Like, I just don't trust that little BDI bastard. Mm. And so I just would have to get rid of him. So for my Master of Whispers, I would probably get somebody from Dorne.
Yeah.
Just to give them something to do. Oh, Master of Laws. My Master of Laws would probably be...
I would pick, if he was still available, if he was still alive, Jon Snow.
Because technically he's dead, so we can't pick John. Because that's who I would have picked, too.
I would pick the old lady from the Tyrells.
Master of Laws?
Yes.
No. I would pick the Blackfish.
Oops.
That's who I'd
Remind
pick.
Remind me of that person again.
The Blackfish is Catelyn's uncle, Brendan Tully. He wasn't killed at the Red Wedding. But I don't know why his character hasn't popped up since. her uncle in season, I think it's 2 or 3, when like they're at her dad's funeral and her brother's trying to shoot the arrow and he can't shoot it, and he pushes them out of the way and shoots the arrow and lights it on fire. Yeah, that's the Blackfish. So I would have him be like on my council too. And my Kingsguard, I don't know who else would be in it, but I know for sure Brienne is on my Kingsguard. Who else? So yeah, that would be my crew. The first thing I would do is I would disband the Faith Militant. And if they didn't disband, I would put every single last one of them to the sword. I would make peace with the Tyrells. But see, I don't know who I would be, because then they're married to Tommen, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Let's just say we bump Tommen off. Name Loras to my Kingsguard. Only because I know Loras doesn't want to marry anybody anyway.
He'll be around men all the time.
That, and he doesn't want to marry anybody anyway. So why would I want to make Loras miserable? Or I would just let him go back to Highgarden. Like, why are you even around here? Like, this place sucks.
I thought you were going to make Brienne your Kingsguard.
I need 6 other people. Kingsguard is always 7.
Oh, yeah.
In the books, he's in the Kingsguard because he, like, that's the perfect thing for him, because he don't have to worry about getting married or having a wife or any of that, and he can still fight. So I would name Loras to my Kingsguard, and Brienne, and Bronn if he wanted to. But, I mean,
you know what's bad is Bronn looks like a male porn star.
From the 80s.
No. I don't know the guy's name. I want to look him up now.
No, like, no. If you're going to do Westeros, you know, what's a...
No, I mean, like, he actually looks like a real, actual person. Male.
Well, excuse me, Drew. I'm not well-versed on my, you know,
porn star. Oh, I found him. I found... He literally looks exactly like him. It's really funny. Unless that is him, which I doubt it.
It'd be funny if it was.
I have to link.
Well, you know, the girl that played Shay used to do porn, so.
That's not a surprise.
Oof.
I'm trying to furiously find him because it looks so much like him.
Drew's trying to find a porn star.
I am. A male one. That's scandalous.
Scandalous.
It's pretty hard to find one when you don't know the name.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Another podcast for another day.
Yeah. A male porn star scavenger hunt.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about that life.
Obviously, not a thing that will actually happen. Unless by popular demand. Oh boy, this is a lot harder to find than I thought it would be, in more ways than
one. Of course, it's a lot harder to find.
Did you finally get my?
I got
double on.
I got that when you said it. When you said harder to find and porn star, it's like,
just making sure.
Come on, Drew.
Just making sure my disgusting references are appreciated.
Yeah, I did catch that one. I didn't catch the Skyrim one, but you're talking dirty. I was like, I got that one. So, yeah. That.
There's no dick of a vagina involved. I don't understand the reference.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, if you're not talking about P&V, I don't know what you're talking about. That sounds so terrible.
That's how to get through to us, the P and V. Or the D and V.
The DMV doesn't get through to anybody. That place takes forever.
Or DP.
What's DP? Like drunk?
Well, I already said I was just kidding. Disclaimer. Yeah. Torin does not engage in DP activities.
She sure doesn't.
I never realized how many like different positions like Westeros there are.
Oh, I thought you were going, so where?
No, I was like, when I was saying it, I was like, oh gosh, this is going to be taken a little differently. But I already started talking, so I might as well hurry up and clarify.
Yeah.
Get your head out of the gutter. Jesus.
I know. Well, you were the one talking about porn stars, so which one?
I am doing scholarly research. But back on topic, is there anything else you would do?
Yeah, there's a lot of things I would do. The first thing I would do if I heard about the White Walker threat, like, say after the battle, like, say after Hardhome or whatever, I would gather every freaking piece of Valyrian steel I could find, even though it's still not going to be enough. But we know that Dragonglass kills them, and freaking Dragonstone is made out of Dragonglass, so I go over to Dragonstone and get all of that. Some arrows made from Dragonglass, like, something. So that way we could, like, have some weapons to, like, combat the White Walkers. But then, two, you gotta worry about Daenerys coming over with her dragon and roasting everybody's ass. Because she's trying to take control. So I don't know if I would want to try to get in an alliance with her or just try to straight up murder her. I don't know. Because you're gonna have to deal with her. There's so many elements that people are not focusing on. That's why I feel like what happened in King's Landing, like, Cersei is so stupid. Because instead of beefing with the Tyrells, she could have found a more pragmatic way to get rid of Margaery.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely, like, underestimated the situation by far.
Yeah. Well, she was just so busy trying to get rid of Margaery, she didn't take time to think of an elaborate plan. I mean, like, her plan to get rid of Ned Stark was flawless. But, you know, she's too hasty now. She doesn't think things through. Because her Ned Stark plan worked pretty good. She put Joffrey on the throne. By the time Ned knew what was happening, it already had happened. And she could have did the same thing with Margaery, but she's just losing her touch or whatever. But, yeah, she just messed up with that. I tried to broker a truce with Tyrion. And the way I would do that is I would give Tyrion Casterly Rock.
Yeah, that would definitely be fair. Well, to be fair, if Tyrion didn't want it, you could give it to Tommen.
Yeah, I mean, I could give it to Tommen, and I give Cersei the option, like, you can go to Casterly Rock, and you can be the Lady of Casterly Rock, and you can run the West all you want, but you're getting your ass out of King's Landing.
God, I wouldn't even trust her with that. I hate Cersei.
99.99% of the time, she's being a grade-A bitch, so... I can appreciate her for that, at least. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
True.
Yeah. So that's what I would do if I was ruling Westeros.
And I found him.
I think. He better look like Bronn after all of this.
Oh, he will.
Let's see. I should put this in the description so everybody can see this. You guys can decide if this dude looks like Bronn.
I'll tell you his name, Tommy Gunn.
Well, Tommy Gunn, people, if you know, what is that guy's name? I forget the actor that plays Bronn.
Bronn. No.
His name is Jerome Flynn. He looked like him 20 years ago.
This is scholarly, exclusively for scholarly pursuits.
But I think we will be fair and just rulers of Westeros. Oh, but I'd probably be just like everybody else, because I didn't even say jack shit about the common people. At least you had a plan for them.
You heard it. Torrhen wants to not deal with peasants.
No, I just forgot about them.
With all this wealth and too busy swimming in your money bag bank like Scrooge McDuck.
No, I'm not. Okay, but no. Okay.
Queen Torrhen, how are we going to fix the poverty problem? Hold on, I'm going for my money bag dip.
Well, that sounded so douchey. Oh,
I forgot about that.
I think whatever I'm going to say, it just sounds horrible. But yeah, I didn't forget about them like that. But, I mean, I just didn't have a plan for them. I guess what would be a good plan for them is to, like you said, tax the rich and make them give them some more land and stuff. So there can kind of be like a middle, more of a middle class. And not just really rich people and really poor people. So somewhere in between for the majority of people.
I could see that. That'd be hard to pull off, but I mean, it'd be better than the system that they have now. Because obviously, if you're part of the royal family, who would you pick as a your plus one?
I don't know, because everybody left is fugly. So
you must bear heirs, Torin.
I know. All right, Tywin. that's what I mean. Like, there's nobody left that's cute.
It's just like stay married to them for like political reasons, so he jerk an heir out.
I couldn't even stomach anybody that's left for political reasons. You know, like
close your eyes while it's happening.
No, wait. I'm trying to think of who's left.
You heard it here, folks. Torrid thinks that Game of Thrones is full of uggos now.
It is full of uggos now. I mean, you still got all these hot, beautiful women. You know, you got Sansa. She's gorgeous. And Daenerys. And Cersei's still pretty. And you got Marjorie. And, you know, all of them. And who you got on the dude side that's left? Theon effing Greyjoy? Like, what? Like, you can't even do anything with that.
he's not suited.
Yeah, and who else you got out of the guys? Jamie, he has one hand. Although,
he knows how to use the other
one. I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure back in the day when Jamie had both hands, yeah, I would have clocked that. But anyway.
He has one hand and three legs. What about that guy? Is he still alive? The one that escaped from being killed by Lysandra, is that her name?
Oh, Lysandra. Yes! Is he still Gendry alive?
Yeah, you should totes marry him.
I totes would marry that. I forgot about that. Oh yes, I would marry that. I'd bag it, tag it, all that. Yes, yeah. Gendry would be, and that'd be cool because he has King Robert's blood, so that would kind of make my tie more like legit because he's actually like the son of Robert.
That'd be hard to prove, but I mean, yes, if people agreed with that, they'd be like, oh, look, a Baratheon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't care if they agree with it or not, but yeah, he's fine. So, yeah, I'd be, that is the one.
He's a nice guy on the show, too.
He is nice on the show, but for some reason, like, he's not, like, my usual swag, but for some reason on that show, like, Gendry does it. Yeah. I'd be riding that train all over King's Landing, tell you that much. I sure would. I'm glad you remember him because I was about to settle for Dario, but yeah.
He's. I think he looks kind of weird looking, Dario.
He can look weird all he wants. Like I wouldn't marry him for his weird looking. Can you perform? That is the question that I mean, and the way he about, got
if it's performance you're after, what about Brienne's squire?
Audrey. I can't pop the rod, I can't do it.
He got free pussy. That's how great he's a demon in the sack.
Podrick is a baby. Like,
he's getting trained by Brienne. You know he's gonna be a badass eventually.
If I met Podrick, the only thing I want to do is like give him a hug and make him like some cookies or something. Like, I can't do nothing with Podrick.
Then he'll pay with you with that hot dicking.
I can't. He's like, I see him as like baby status. Like, I can't be messing with no Podrick. Like, that's how you get in jail. That's like some Jared from Subway. Like, I can't.
There's no age of consent in Westeros.
I know there isn't, but I just can't. Like, that chicken's too young for me to be plucking. But Gendry, on the other hand. Yeah, buddy. For sure, hands down. I like guys that can build stuff, like, that can make things. Like, I think that's like.
I'll make this bitch a sword. Bitches love swords.
Yeah! Like, yeah, oh, so who would be your lady? Let me guess. Can I guess?
Sure. I haven't decided, but if it sounds appealing, I'll say yes.
Okay, this is who I think you should pick. You should pick somebody that's nice, somebody that could, like, that knows how to rule. You need somebody. I think that you would be perfect with Sansa.
I actually, like, was thinking that, but, like, I thought you were gonna, like, deny that. Be like, no, Sansa's a pussy. Fuck her.
I love Sansa. And plus, I just think you would be cute with Sansa. That'd be cute.
I don't know. My ideal, if I could have...
I think I know who you're gonna pick. Let's see.
Who is...
I think you would end up with Sansa, but I think... If we're just talking about completely aesthetic reasons, and by aesthetic, I mean how they fill out their outfits, I think you would probably go for either Daenerys or Margaery.
I would pick Daenerys because she's a strong woman and she's intelligent. And she's hot.
Oh, if I was also the ruler of Westeros, I'd get rid of the Boltons too. I get rid of the Freys.
So basically, you'd start a war after ending the White Walker.
I wouldn't start a war. I would just, it wouldn't be, it's not a war. I would just Tywin Lannister you. Like, I'd kill your whole family down to the last dog.
How would you accomplish that without sending massive armies of troops?
Nobody in the North gives a shit about the Boltons. If Ramsay and Roose died, nobody would give a damn. Nobody. Those douches. I would give Sansa back the North. I would make her the Lady of Winterfell. And I would give River Run to her uncle, Edmure. I'd get him out of jail and give him back River Run. And yeah. And so everybody would have what they had at the beginning, you know.
I wonder how that would work, though, trying to marry Sansa when she's technically still married to Tyrion.
She's only married to Tyrion because they never consummated the marriage. If you don't consummate the marriage, then the marriage is not really...
So basically, she is technically married to Ramsay.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm going to kill Ramsay, so she's going to be a widow. So I'd probably have to raise his bastard. What bastard?
He probably got her pregnant. We don't know for sure.
If Sansa's pregnant, I'm going to be so heated.
Potential, like, nerd rage.
Yeah, like, the nerd rage is not even going to be potential. It's going to be factual. Like, I am going to dedicate a whole, like, 45 minutes on my channel to, like, raise the F out. Like, I am going to be so mad.
Like, it's also possible that she's pregnant.
I just hope, oh, God, I just hope that's not true. Don't put that in my brain. I don't know if I would kill Melisandre.
Oh, I would. I would burn her at the stake.
You and Sansa would be such a cute couple.
Oh, yeah.
I see it. Since he's technically the only...
It's best the only, you got.
Yeah, he's only, the only guy that's not disfigured, you know...
If Jon Snow was alive, would you pick him?
Oh, of course. I mean, come on now. He's Jon Snow.
He's Jon motherfucking Snow. Or Jon, you know, Targaryen, maybe.
Whatever. yeah, well, Jon Snow knows how to do one thing, so I'd definitely be like, yeah, what's up, Jon? What's up, Jon?
I think that's a wrap, fellas.
Yeah,
for taking time out of your day to listen to our jive asses.
Our fantasy Westeros.
Yeah, our fantasy Westeros. That's what the kids say these days, jive asses, right? I'm cool.
Yeah, so cool.
Exactly, I'm hip. I'm paying attention. Because everybody says hip still.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
No question.
All right, well, thanks everybody for listening.
Get out of here, go.
Yeah, and I will also post the picture so you guys can see if Bron really looks like a porn star or not. So I'll let you guys be the judge. And yeah, so if you're listening to this, comment. Just, you don't even have to comment. You can put, you think they look alike? Right, yeah, they do, or no, they don't. Something. Feedback. We really want to know. We're taking a poll. So, all three of you that are listening.
Yeah. Whoa, let's not get carried away there.
Yeah, well, excuse me. All two of you that are listening. Really?
No, she isn't.
Oh.
I feel bad. I feel like I just, like, ruined your dreams. But yeah, Mom, don't listen to this. No, even though you won't hear me telling you not to listen to this till the end, but don't.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was funny because I'm like, oh, your mom actually listens? That's cool. I mean, I don't know.
Love you, Mom. Bye!